For Biafra must be restored, for there is nothing the enemies can do about it. We have come that the will of the Most High may prevail. Radio Biafra is unorthodox. The way we do things are markedly different from how others do it. We are under divine instruction. We have come that Chukwokika Biama may take control of these very proceedings this evening, for we are nothing without him. O Elohim, Chukwokika Biama Purimi Hanine, unto thee we repose all that we are. Do not allow your children, IPOB, to be put to shame. Do not allow us to be devoured by the hands of the wicked. Do not allow us, O Mighty One, to fall prey to those who do not know thee. You will deliver us, not because we are righteous, but because of your mercy. Hear our cry and our supplication. We are not armed. We have not killed anyone. We have not jailed anyone. We have not done anything at all to warrant the level of destruction and carnage being visited upon your children. The same way Israel suffered, so is Biafra suffering today. And if you, Elohim, can deliver Israel, so will you deliver Biafra. That is our hope. That is our anchor of everything that we hold dear as a race and as a people. You brought Biafra that light may come into Africa. You gave us hope because we are in a continent of hopelessness. And by thy grace, Biafra shall be restored. We shall be resurrected. We shall crown our efforts with the glory by the grace of the Most High himself. We are not strong. We do not pretend to be strong. All we do is to submit ourselves to your will, that your will may be done upon our lives. We have lost many people. We have lost so many good people. Their sacrifice will never be forgotten. We shall honor them. And for their sake, Biafra will come. Israel lost people, and today Israel is here as a beacon of hope in a land filled with darkness. We beseech thee, O Elohim, because we are wandering all over the world, hoping against every hope that things will turn around for the better. It has never turned around for the better. Instead, it is getting worse. Please do not abandon your children. You have given us a commission, and we must accomplish it in our lifetime. We have come to honor your holy name. We have come to praise thee. We have come to honor thee, that your name may be glorified, adored, and praised forever and ever. I welcome each and every one of you, wherever you are all over the world. And I ask you to listen very attentively to this very broadcast, because it is very, very important. This is Radio Biafra. You must inform your enemies, because they are very important. Our enemies are equally important, because they must listen. Those who do not love the truth must listen. Those who are beholden to darkness, they must also listen. For we are here to bring light upon a very darkened continent. Without Biafra, Africa is nothing. Without Biafra, there is no difference between a black man and a wild animal in the forest. We say it with every shred of belief, with every ounce of conviction. I welcome each and every one of you. If you're joining us for the very first time, this is Radio Biafra. This is how we do it. We magnify the name of the Most High before we do anything. That is why we are exceptionally formidable. That is why the entirety of humanity is vibrating, because the truth is being spoken. And we must speak it. The enemies cannot stop us. Fellow Biafrans, because of you, I am alive. I greet you from the Holy Land of Israel, from the state of Israel that wandered around the globe for 2,000 years. Chukwokika Biam and his infinite mercy restored Israel, and so shall Biafra be restored. It is a covenant between myself and the Most High, and it must come to pass. For when I was in prison, I prayed and I said to Chukwokika Biama, you must bring me to your holy land. I must worship your holy name, and Biafra will be restored. We are not going back. It must be done. Chukwokika Biama must have mercy upon us, for we have done nothing to our enemies. You must all permit me to commence this historic broadcast. You will forgive me if I sound emotional, because we are on a path to redemption that will rewrite the history of mankind. For light must come into the darkness that is Africa. And only Biafra is that hope. There is no other hope anywhere else. You will forgive me if I sound emotional. I love IPOB. I love Biafra. We will keep on sacrificing all that we have until Biafra is restored in truth and every honesty. If there is anybody, if there are any group of people whiter than us, they must come forth. For we are whiter than white and whiter than snow. Nobody can come out. There is no human being that can come out to speak with any degree of certainty that IPOB doesn't represent what it have always said it represents. We are the beacon and we are the light. And Biafra must be restored. It doesn't matter what darkness does. First of all, I must state that for the past 13 months of my unavailability, I have missed you all very dearly. I have received information since I came out that you have all missed me as well, and I'm humbled by that very fact, because you know I will continue to serve thee, all of you, without hesitation, for Biafra is my life. My prayers and my thoughts are with you all. I pray for all of you 7 times every day. Chukwokika Biama is my witness. I pray for IPOB 7 times every blessed day, as I was commanded to do. I have reckoned with your profound dedication to this very struggle and the tribulations that some of you have suffered on account of it. But our cause is noble. Our fight is just, because we believe in liberty. We believe in freedom. We believe in development, and we believe in progress. Before I proceed any further, I have a very humble request to make. May I urge each and every one of you listening all over the world, it doesn't matter if you're in Brazil, if you're in Malaysia, if you're in Indonesia, it doesn't matter if you're in Russia. Those of you listening in the United Kingdom, those in Canada, in the USA, I will ask each and every one of you, wherever you're domiciled, to please stand up if you can. If you're one of our old mothers, people who are infirm, people who are too weak to stand, then you can sit. We must observe a minute's silence in memory of our fallen heroes, those that died not just in 67 to 70, those that have died since the inception of this very monumental and epic struggle to set the children of light free. From 1999, those that died in all the various theaters of protest and prayers, you must all stand up to honor them for 1 minute. We must remember the 28 that sacrificed themselves that I may live at Isiama Faruku. We must honor them. Umu Chineke. Let us observe a minute's silence. May their dear departed souls rest in perfect peace. I will proceed by greeting IPOB in our usual fashion. If you're a European, you're an American, an Asian, perhaps you're not accustomed to this very style of broadcast. It is because IPOB is different. Radio Biafra is different. And because of that, we must do things the very right way. IPOB, I want to hear people shout one family so that even Israel, where I am, can reverberate. IPOB,
one family.
IPOB,
one family.
IPOB,
one family.
Ụmụ Chineke ndị nsọ, achọrọ m ịsụ asụsụ eluigwe, kama na asị na onwe ndị na-anaghị aghọta ya, ka m sụwa n'ukwu bekee. N'ihi na asụsụ eluigwe anaghị eji ya atụ asị, eziokwu Chineke ka anyị na-agbasa. That the world may know that all we desire is freedom. We have no shred of hatred within us. We are frustrated because the enemy is recalcitrant. They do not understand. They do not wish to understand. But eventually they will. For Biafra must come. I am in Israel. Biafra must come. My fellow compatriots and Biafrans all over the world, let me begin with a few comments of what transpired on the 14th of September of last year. As you all know, I left the prison. They asked me not to speak. They said I shouldn't see our people. They said all manner of things in order to cage me, to restrict me, to tie me down, to suffocate me. They wanted to insult the very essence of IPOB. In the style that I'm accustomed to, I said no, that it cannot happen. I went out to preach the gospel and to rally. To some people, that was too much for them to bear. There is nobody who can accuse IPOB of engaging in any form of lawlessness. All we did was to gather together, to rally and to pray. On the 14th of September, this very administration of Buhari, run by Jibril of APC, decided to send killers into our land, into our peaceful land, to kill us. They sent them to my house to kill me, my father, my mother, and my siblings. They came to destroy Afaruku as a community. Two jets were hovering overhead. They stormed into my house, and I sustained very severe injuries. And in the process of trying to defend me, 28 men fell. They are forever our heroes. That evil is what the murderous Nigerian regime called the Python Dance, with their collaborators in Igbo land and elsewhere. As you already know, it is indisputable that the sole purpose of that evil dance was to kill me. Members of my family and innocent but brave Biafrans. It is trite that there was no justification for such lethal military operation. I was preparing to go to court on the 13th of October. I rallied at Ohafia and I told the powers that be, including Jibril, that I will bring 2 million men to Abuja. They didn't want me to go to Abuja because they had no case against me. They were afraid they would be disgraced before the world. They decided to eliminate me instead. There was no insurrection within IPOB. We resisted Fulani headsmen, murderous onslaught. That's all we did. And we'll continue to do so. We were only being courageous, as Chukwuoke Abiama commanded us to demand for our self-determination, to ask for a referendum, for our freedom that our forefathers enjoyed before the colonizers came, all without bearing any arms, but armed with only the truth and the courage of our conviction. This was what they sought to suppress by means of fear. They wanted to intimidate us. They wanted to murder us into submission, but they failed comprehensively because we are IPOB and I am Nnamdi Kanu. No mortal flesh can kill me. They've not given birth to that very person, but I shall return, I assure you. I said it in 2015 that I was going back to that very country, and I returned. And if I assure you that I'm coming, you know that I'm coming is definite. Since they didn't want me to come to court, I will come back to Biafra land. They have failed, and they will continue to fail. They can murder us as much as they like, but any day we decide to retaliate, the world shall bear us witness that they provoked us. I thank you all for standing very tall, especially our mothers, those who rallied in Akwa Ibom, those who rallied all over Biafra land, those at Owerri, our mothers who were humiliated by one Fulani man only in Imo State, those that call themselves elders, they kept quiet as the most prized possession of our people, which is our mothers, our grandmothers, and our daughters, we are comprehensively humiliated. But they are our heroes, and we shall continue to honor them for their bravery and their sacrifice. I thank IPOB all over the world for standing tall and strong against tyranny, against ethnic cleansing. I feel for those in the Middle Belt, and I wish they can rise up to join IPOB, that they too may be free. We are standing against sheer evil and complicity of collaborators within our midst. In the fullness of time, I will tell you the rest and of the story and what I had to undergo, what my family have had to endure, how others survived that very attack, and how IPOB security and intelligence made sure that I was evacuated from my compound. From this very day, let me assure you all that we as a people are determined to ensure that those that carried out the dastardly assault on my compound, my father's home, all of them and their collaborators, even those within the Igbo land, will one day be brought to justice. They cannot hide. I am in Israel, and there is just one thing Israel has taught me over the years. It is that they can run, but they cannot hide. And I hope that one day the efficiency of Mossad will be replicated within Biafra intelligence, that all our enemies will be hunted down one after the other and brought to justice. Anybody that shares the blood of one single innocent Biafran will pay very dearly for it. Make no mistake about this. Every IPOB family member that fell must be avenged, all of them, one after the other. And I assure you it is going to happen. Don't say I did not warn you. I am grateful to all non-Biafrans and members of the international community and the Committee of Nations who had banded together to condemn the military attacks on my home, on my father's compound, who is a traditional ruler, the desecration of that very stool. Even when the governor of Abia State was busy directing the assault on a monarch that he is a tenant of. the proscription of IPOB and this listing as a terrorist organization is a farce. And we thank particularly the people and government of the United States of America, President Donald Trump in particular, Germany, United Kingdom, most especially the parliamentarians, and my very own MP, Harriet Harman, and also Julie Ward, MEP, the indefatigable state of Israel, and other nations who stood by us in our most dire hour of need. We thank the likes of Evangelist Elio Tuko, those that stood very strong despite all the bribery, despite all the effort to get them to fall by the wayside, they remained with the truth. I also thank Professor Ben Wabeze. He shall be very dear to me, always, all the days of my life. I remember that despite being nearly 84 years old, Chief Mrs. Maria Okwo has remained with the truth. I thank her very much and the entire members of ECA. We also thank Mbazulika Mechi. These people I'm mentioning are very, very good people. Honest, upright people. And I remember Archbishop Anthony Obinna, Archbishop Anikwemwa, and a few others. I must also remember what the ex-governor of Ekiti State is going through, Governor Ayo Fayose. And I wish to tell him this evening that I and all Biafran stand with him in this hour of persecution by this same axis of evil that is persecuting Biafrans. I remember Asare Dokubo for being a brother, a very dear brother. We shall see Biafra together. You must also permit me to thank all the people that had the courage to speak out in defense of the truth and in condemnation of evil. Our team of barristers, led by Fanny Ejiofo, and our special counsel, the very knowledgeable barrister lawyer Jimako, they have waged a very stellar legal war, both domestic and international, to see that justice is done to IPOB and its family members. We don't have members. We have family members. I thank all my shorties for sticking with me and fighting very hard to make the case that my unavailability was not voluntary but was forced upon me. And the court, this same court that granted me bail, stood idly by and watched as the army disobeyed court order after court order. The army in contempt of court came to kill me. Some of their media friends cleverly forget this very fact. I was in my home preparing to go to Abuja for my case and they came to kill me. They even killed Jack, our dog. They killed my cousin, Adako, and 28 others that died that very fateful day. Senator Abaribe is a very brave man. And Mechukwu Okikabiama, bless him. Miss Tuchendo, very strong and resolute. And our high priest, our rabbi, Oka Ben Madu, all that stood shorty for me. I am humbled for what you have passed through on my account. Your names will be written in gold in the course of time. Regarding my legal case and the lies being peddled by some segments of APC-friendly media, the consequences of my unavailability is as a result of the persecution the Nigerian state have levied against me and against the movement of IPOB. Let me make this very loud and clear. The notion that I jumped bail is a fallacy, a lie, and a deceit. It is untenable in law. Jumping bail, as anyone that has rudimentary understanding of law, has to be intentional. It has to be out of somebody's volition. It has to be out of a conduct that the person is well aware of before time. In my case, on the part of the accused, what happened to me in September of last year, on the 14th of September to be precise, is better witnessed than imagined or recounted. The video is all out there if you want to see it. I went to Ohio, as I recounted earlier, ready to appear in court the next month. They know I'm not afraid of them and can never be. They are the ones who are afraid of me. They are afraid of IPOB. When all of a sudden, the Nigerian state terrorist apparatus was unleashed on me and my family with intention to kill me. Sadly and very sadly, some segments of Nigerian media have chosen to play this down or to ignore it. Sometimes they comment and say, allegedly, how sad for journalism. Their intention was to kill me, to ensure that I didn't make it to court. They know if I go to court, that very country will no longer be the same again. To cover their shame, they hastily arranged to kill me. They asked me to call off Anambra election boycott, and I said no. I told Southeast governors, I will not call it off until you bring me something tangible from Abuja. Go and get me a date for a referendum, then I will call off the boycott. There was no date for a referendum. There was nothing tangible at all about devolution. You want me to call off boycott? And I said no. They arranged to have me killed. If Nnamdi Kanu is killed and out of the way, then they can continue to enjoy their one Nigeria. They didn't want me to make it to court to prove my innocence, to prove that they have no case against me. As I told them then and I tell them now, Nigeria cannot jail me. I will fight this very case. When that failed, they deployed every mischief to frustrate every effort I made to get this very case going. Part of their strategy was to ensure that the court would hold no hearings on the peculiar circumstances of my own availability. But they succeeded at it. Because till now, Binta Nyako's court is yet to hold a hearing about the circumstances or what led to the Nigerian army to come to my house to kill 28 people. I make bold to state that my first unavailability deserves an evidentiary hearing in a competent court of law, not in a kangaroo court, where all the details will be ventilated to determine the legal impact of that very attack on my ability to make myself available to the court as required. That such a hearing was never allowed to happen in Binta Nyako's court is utterly disappointing. And that specifically is what is causing the current impasse. As someone out on bail, why would the Nigerian government come to kill me and pretend or lie through their feet that I jumped bail when I am a ward of court and therefore deserve the protection of the court throughout the duration of my trial? Had the court found it fit to have such a hearing, had this very court demonstrated by way of an order that I should not be shot on my way to court, we would not have this very impasse. But they know the truth, but they conceal it, they hide it, because Nigeria is a country of darkness, of evil, of wickedness. I will return to my land of Biafra. I am not a Nigerian. I renounced everything to do with Nigeria on or around the December of 2015. I am a Biafran and I hold British citizenship. Only upon a clear pronouncement of the intentions of that very court, which I suggest to them, should be free of any interference from the executive, will this very case move forward. The circumstances surrounding the invasion of my house, the invasion of the home of His Royal Majesty, Eze Israel Okukan. You must know that my father's name is Israel, and it means a lot. Going forward, there must be guarantees by the international community so that this case can proceed, and I will prove once and for all that there is something fundamentally wrong with the brain of those that run Nigeria, because I will demolish them in a court of law. For now, let me restate my position that I committed no offenses known to law. What they are charging me with doesn't exist, and they know it. I have no weapon. My only weapon is a microphone. And my courage that Chukwuka Abiyama gave me. But it's up to those who persecute me to see reason to call their troops home. Let me state also categorically that IPOB worldwide is committed to the liberation of the land of Biafra from the shackles of tyranny. And we will not relent until a referendum is conducted. If you want us to do anything with you, if you want us to conduct any form of participation in whatever it is that you're doing, there must be a referendum to decide the quest for self-determination for Biafrans. That is our red line. It is not negotiable. We intend to achieve our goal through any means recognized by national and international laws. My fellow Biafrans, my compatriots, please indulge me to sincerely thank the State of Israel, the persecuted Jewish community in Biafra land, and Israel. And worldwide, who through their prayers and actions contributed in no small measure in assuring my physical safety and well-being. May Chukwukika Abiyama bless the land of Biafra. May Chukwukika Abiyama bless the land of Israel. Our destiny is before us. And nothing is going to alter that very path. Southeast and South-South are one. There is nothing like Niger Delta. There is nothing like South-South. There is nothing like Southeast. All we have is Biafra. Our mothers in Akwa Ibom protested. Our mothers in Iguacha protested and are still protesting. Okonkwo is an Anan culture. Abreba people are descended from Akwa Ibom, Ibibio land. Ekpe is of Efik culture. But you find all these things in Igbo land. The divide and rule tactics of the colonial era and the internal hegemonic tendencies of Kowarewo North have perpetuated these historical distortions. Onwegi ihe obula ndi nro puru ime. Ekwensu na agbangba n'efu. IPOB stands on the truth. We do not move from our position. And our position is very simple. Without referendum, nothing will happen. They are registering little children in the north as usual. They are doing all they can to hold the people down in bondage. IPOB will not participate in such charade. It is not possible. We are civilized people and we play by civilized rules. There is nothing anybody can do to dissuade IPOB from following this path of total liberation of the land of Biafra. It is sacrosanct. It is not negotiable. My fellow Biafrans, as I have always said to you before, and I will continue to reiterate, those of you that stayed the course during my absence, my enforced absence, those of you who diligently pursued the path of truth and of hard work and of discipline and application will be rewarded with the coming of a free Biafra. We are not like other people, because as I once reminded you before we came, there was nobody like us. Now that we are here, they pretend, they copy, they emulate, they fabricate falsehood. But they can never be like us. Long after we are gone, they will wish we lived forever. IPOB is very special. Exceptionally special. The largest mass movement in the whole world, bar none. And we did it because Chukwuoke Kabiama is with us. We did it because Chukwuoke Kabiama created IPOB himself. And we are here to pilot its affairs. We will not prevaricate. We will not stop. We will not slumber until Biafra is fully restored to its former glory. Anybody in doubt as to our resilience and our determination to restore Biafra is not only mistaken, not only misguided, but needs to see a psychiatrist, because we are not stopping. I am a Nnamdi Kanu and I don't stop until I get what I want. Thankfully, my enemies know this and they know what is to come. I thank each and every one of you from the bottom of my heart. And I wish to remind you, all of you that played a very pivotal role in defending justice and fairness, like Pa Ayo Adebanjo, these are truthful people. And I must also add Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu. And I must also wish him a very happy birthday. All the forces of darkness must crumble before us. And let me assure you that I am coming. I am coming, and nothing can stop Biafra from reemerging. Absolutely nothing. Let me close by saying this. Everybody should pay particular attention. In my distress, I cried unto Elohim, Adonai El Shaddai, Chukwuoke Kabiama, Purim, Heni, Nonye, Nefanagime, Farose. I'm not an idol worshiper. Chukwuoke Kabiama will kill me any day I do. I came to Yerushalayim, you call it Jerusalem, where I prayed many years ago, and I had this revelation that Biafra will be restored. There is only one creator, not two, not three, not four, only one. If only our people can understand it, if only our people can follow the light, they will be liberated, but we are getting there. Deliver my soul, O Elohim, from lying lips and from a deceitful tongue, those of them that lie and deceive. We don't know what shall be given to them or what shall be done to them, those with their false tongues, those that lie and deceive. Sharp arrows of the mighty with the coals of juniper. Woe is me, thy eyes sojourn in the lands of the unbelievers, that I dwell in the tents of those who cannot reason. My soul hath long dwelt with them that hate peace. I am for peace. I, Nnamdi Kanu, is for peace. But when I speak, they are for war. Kachukwu okike abia mapuru mi ihe nebe onye anyị na-efe. Onye na-adịgide nsọ wee ruo mgbe ebighị ebi. Nsu niile nke ndị agha onye na-akpọku gbara asaa ụbọchị niile. Onye kerela igwe n'ụwa. Onye ọ bụ naanị ya na-achị. Chineke nna nke kere ihe niile kere eke mana o nweghị onye kere ya. Onye anyị na-etu ebighị ebi. Shall be with this IPOB. This noble family of IPOB. Till the restoration of Biafra and beyond. All this I pray in the name of the Most High that liveth forever, Hashem, now and forevermore. Ise, Ise, Ise. My dear and fellow Biafra friends, I have returned full time and I am coming back and I will bring hell with me. Thank you very much. Remain blessed wherever you are.